the muck's all in me. Hey, hey, hey.
Bubblegum, it is Pamua on 90.3 KNBA, Alaska's native voice. In front of that, brand new music from Kim Ritchie, great singer-songwriter who was a guest on Morning Line a few years back, and Chuck Prophet, a great combination. Chuck Prophet joining her on Whistle on Occasion from Kim's new album, Edgeland. We heard from Randall Bramlett, some Poco featuring the pre-Eagles Timothy B. Schmidt and Keep on Trying, and we started out with brand new music from Wasilla's own Portugal the Man. It's 8:24. It is the Morning Line program for Thursday morning. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'm Danny Preston.
And I'm Frank Chitluck. KNBA has a segment called Our Community, where we talk about different things happening in our community and also look at the community calendar and talk to interesting guests about events and issues, as well as organizations that help our community kind of cope with the long, dark winter, so to speak. And, of course, on the calendar, we have the Moxie Strings tomorrow at 7:30 at the Alaska Center for Performing Arts.
And here.
And also here on this very program. Our guest today is talking about something for Saturday, Kelsey Wallace. How's it going?
Good morning. It's going great.
So you're from the Alaska Native Heritage Center, and we've got this, we've been talking about this all week. It's the Circumpolar World Music Festival.
Celebration.
Mm-hmm. And so this sounds pretty exciting. I recognize some of the names that I've seen on the kind of headliner list. And, so tell us more about that.
So I think this is like the 15th year that we've done the Circumpolar World Music Celebration. But by far, like, this is one of the best lineups that we've ever brought to the Heritage Center, and I think to, you know, Alaska, to this kind of event. So this Saturday, January 20th, from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. is our Circumpolar World Music Celebration. Free admission, sponsored by Target, so you're able to come down and bring your family, enjoy some music, and also dance performances. We're going to have Alaska Native dance groups, Imam Suat, Atishkok, and the ANHC dancers. And then we're also bringing in local Alaskan artists, Bumiwa and H3. And if you live in Alaska, like, I'm sure you know who Bumiwa is. They're, you know, the awesome Inuit funk group. And then H3 is a Polynesian reggae group. So they're going to be opening up earlier in the evening. And then our headliners, we've got the awesome Ojibwe rapper Tall Paul from Minnesota, the Lakota rapper Frank Wong, he's from South Dakota, and he's going to be performing with Tanaya Winder. She is also from the Lower 48, and she does awesome spoken word, and so that's going to be an amazing performance. We're also going to have a lounge area with DJ Haunted Surfer. It's going to be kind of a liquid lounge area where you can go and enjoy some time. And then we're also going to have some food trucks outside, so you can come. Mobile Munchies 907 will be there. And they're going to be selling, you know, fried bread tacos and caribou stew in a bread bowl, some asalak, a gudak, all the delicious things that, you know, we crave during the winter time. So it's going to be pretty cool. It's going to be a good time.
So I haven't had a salak for a while. And for listeners, if you're not familiar with the term, it's kind of like this, what would you say? It's a wild huckleberry pudding almost, but it's...
That's a gudak. So a gudak is, it's a delicacy dessert. When I make it, I use Crisco, sugar, water.
Is this
going to
be the real thing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Last time I had it, she mixed in salmon berries, too, and it was bomb. Like, I went back for seconds.
Oh, wow.
And then a salak is fry bread. So you can get
there.
Yeah, you can get a fry bread taco, or you can just get, you know, the amazing just fry bread by itself.
Sounds like fun. And what do you figure is kind of a... What's the motivation overall for kind of bringing people together in this way?
The Heritage Center is kind of going in this really fun direction of, focusing on our community, what they want to see, but also integrating like the younger generations of people who are, you know, going to be leaders in our state. And so this is a way that we're able to bring in, you know, folks that we've never seen at the Heritage Center before. And it's, you know, a way to really open up people's eyes and ears to Indigenous music that's up and rising. So it's going to be a really good time. We're also going to have a booth there where you can come and learn about River, the Rising Indigenous Voices Radio. So that's going to be really cool, too. You can come and get some awesome swag from there.
Great. And so I noticed that it has this sort of urban vibe to it with the, you know, native flavor and urban vibe kind of thing, kind of like a, and why not here in Anchorage?
Yeah.
The biggest city in Alaska.
Yeah. I mean, we're hoping that we're going to, you know, we're going to see some people who, you know, have never been to the Heritage Center before. But also, you know, it's just creating a space where we can come together and really, you know, be motivated by each other and hear some Indigenous music and voices and spoken word. And it's going to be a really, really good time. And we're also, you know, going to have a space outside where you can come and bring your kids. We're setting up a projector outside that's going to project Frozen onto the building. So you can come and watch, you know, parts of Frozen being projected onto a huge screen outside. So you can come and bring your children and come get some food, listen to some music, and, you know, maybe even see Olaf in a huge screen.
Right. A giant snowman.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. And so it's free. It's the 20th is coming Saturday from 4 to 10. And, I see in the, on the weather that it says it's going to be partly cloudy, but, you know, mostly clear probably and probably pretty nice, right?
Yeah, well, the event is in the evening. Normally our events are during, you know, the daytime. But this is the first time that we've had an event go, you know, from 4 to 10 p.m. So whether or not it's cloudy, you know, there's going to be some sunshine over at the Heritage Center with all of these awesome groups.
Is that change kind of like part of trying to reach a broader audience?
Mm-hmm. But it's also really listening to what the community wants. You know, we've had events in the past, and we will still continue to have events during the daytime. But, you know, this is kind of, you know, our test to see, you know, if we're able to reach a broader spectrum of people and if this is really the niche that we'd like to, you know, focus on for some of our events.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Kelsey Wallace from the Alaska Native Heritage Center.
Yeah, thanks for having me this morning.
I love the emphasis, of course, the increased emphasis even on inclusiveness, mm-hmm. particularly the integration of voices of young people. So it's mm-hmm. great. Be a great time. AlaskaNative.net is where you can find out bunches more. I have to say that I'm really feeling like an anachronism. Kelsey is looking at her iPhone for notes. Frank's looking at an iPad, and I'm here shuffling paper and pen. Kelsey, thanks so much for joining us this morning, and I look forward to a great weekend at the Heritage Center. Frank, thank you very much. It is 8:32, music ahead from Jack Johnson, Moby, and Steve Earle.
When you file online for your 2018 permanent fund dividend, every Alaskan can support KNBA through PIC, Click, Give. With just one click, you can donate a portion of your PFD and help us make a difference. KNBA serves our community with great music, news, and Native cultural programming year-round. We hope you choose to support KNBA and Alaska's Native voice when you pick, click, give for causes you care about. Kriana.
News programming on KNBA sponsored by Siri, the proud owner and operator of Fire Island Wind, powering approximately 6,500 Anchorage homes with affordable, clean, and carbon-free energy. Learn more at fireislandwind.com.
A new Department of Justice memo rescinds the Obama-era policy that loosened marijuana prosecutions in states. This has tribes already in the cannabis business wondering what the future will hold. We'll talk with experts and tribal leaders about their hopes and concerns for the marijuana business on the next Native America Calling.
Native America Calling is heard weekday mornings at 9 on KMBA, Alaska's Native Voice.